So you've already started harvesting some vegetables in your garden already, then, I take it, right?
Along with lots of other folks, I hope, in Juneau, if they got their plants in timely fashion and
I guess that's key.
Fertilize them well.
Yeah, getting them in early.
Yeah, well, getting them in just on time, really. In May, it started out as a cool spring, but things have grown very well. We've had a lot of sunshine, and for those folks who were watering, we don't have to water for a while right now.
At least not right now, but what are you picking?
Last night, picked my first purple cauliflower, and they were gorgeous, just beautiful. We've been eating broccoli for a couple of weeks. The lettuce, all the different greens, lettuce and Swiss chard and kale are coming on strong. And we're trying to harvest these. Well, with the cauliflower, you remove the whole plant from the garden once because you only get one head. With the broccoli, there you take the main head off, and especially if you cut up a little high, then you get lots of side sprouts to follow over the course of another month, usually just about as much as you got from that first big head. So those will provide you with lots of broccoli. You may end up feeding the neighbors, as I have been. So that's a great thing. And we also talked about cabbages, though I don't have any this year. Cabbages out of the community garden, there are some of those that are nice and hard, firm, ready for harvesting. Again, cut the cabbage, remove the plant. We don't need to leave the roots of the plant in the ground for potential habitat for root maggots as well as the base to be eaten by slugs because they do like the cabbage family.
Okay, so you can leave the broccoli and let it go, but the cabbage you need to take out.
Yes. We go to things like lettuce or kale. We can be taking lower leaves out, or we can actually take off the main part of the crown, and then you will get side shoots from that, kind of like broccoli does. And that, too, will keep producing for quite a while. Eventually, the lettuce does or will bolt, go to try to flower. And when that happens, and I've seen some of that already in some people's gardens, is that they send up this tall center stem. Kind of looks like a little lettuce Christmas tree, really, quite attractive. But they do get more bitter as they approach the bolting, the flowering stage.
Okay.
So again, that would be a time to remove that. And really, right now is a great time to be planting new stuff, new radishes, spinach, lettuce, kale, mustard greens for late summer and fall harvest.
Now, spinach, is that something else that you can also pick and as you go along, or do you have to take out the whole plant?
To a point, yes. For those folks who planted it early, you know, if you plant spinach, which is the way you kind of need to, because you plant it very early, as soon as the ground can be worked, and you can be eating spinach in May and into June, and then usually it bolts because of our long daylight hours. So, again, now is the time to plant that. You can start with spinach, picking off the larger, lower leaves, and then eventually you'll have to harvest the whole thing once it bolts.
And Swiss chard?
Swiss chard also, you know, picking off the leaves, that will go well into the fall. Again, it's a quite cool, hardy plant. And then, of course, the first big harvest, at least for me, is garlic. And this is the time, the lower leaves, the bottom two or three lower leaves have turned yellow. So I am starting to dig and cure, dry them out to cure for long-term storage.
How do you do that?
We want to loosen. Normally you don't just pull on the large stem unless you've got really loose soil to be able to extract these from the soil. So I use a digging fork set down alongside the garlic to loosen it up. And then pull it out of the ground, shake off the soil, or some folks I know do briefly slosh it or wash them off to knock the soil off. And then mine come into my greenhouse for a while to start the drying for maybe a week, and then from there into the furnace room. And I take a bunch of 5 to 10 stems, tie them up or twist tie them, and hang them or set them on racks to dry. And then after about 2 more weeks, then I'll clip off the roots, cut the tops short down to maybe an inch or two above the bulb, and voila, we have garlic for well through the winter.
It sounds like when you're digging, you have to be kind of careful, though, kind of like retrieving potatoes.
Yes, exactly, because you don't want to dig too close to the bulb, otherwise you might spear into it. And also, again, that's where you don't want to pull the top loose, because sometimes again, if it's well anchored, you've got a good root system, the stem may pull loose from the bulb, and then that essentially opens up the top of the bulb to, bacteria or fungus that can potentially get in there and cause rotting. So that's where it's critical to get steady drying to save these bulbs for long term.
Okay. Ed Bryarski, thanks a lot for the tips.
You're welcome, Matt. Enjoy that new garlic.